USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. A final farewell. Friends and family members remember George H.W. Bush at a church service in Texas. Then, F-18s fly in the missing man formation in honor of Bush 41. He was buried in a private ceremony in College Station, Texas. The Reverend Russell Levinson says the former president an incredible public servant.
Born into the cradle of a loving family that held fast to the values of friendship and family and faith, of integrity, honesty, and loyalty, of character, courage, and service.
Levinson speaking to mourners at St. Martin's Episcopal Church.
George Bush was never afraid to shed tears, and so today I bid you to follow his example.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An update now on the sex scandal involving USA Gymnastics. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
USA Gymnastics files for bankruptcy protection as it attempts to recover from a sex abuse scandal. The organization has been dealing with the fallout since former USA Gymnastics coach Larry Nassar was convicted of sexual misconduct and sentenced to 175 years in prison in January. So far, there have been more than 100 lawsuits filed against the governing body by the more than 350 Nassar survivors. New York Times best-selling author and sports journalist Mike Lupica attempts to put into perspective this entire USA Gymnastics sex abuse scandal.
Don't you think it's just one of the most shameful stories to ever come out of the world of sports? And the fact that this was going on to this extent with these monsters hiding in plain sight, it even makes it more shameful. I don't know how this story was contained in that world for as long as it was.
I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A troubling update now on a very popular food. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, report more people in the hospital after eating romaine lettuce. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the update.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include two people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting. I'm John Clemens.
And a crazy situation involving complimentary cheesecake, the treat creating customer chaos. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
It happened at a Cheesecake Factory restaurant in Arlington, Virginia. Things getting out of hand on Wednesday when the restaurant started offering free slices of cheesecake. Police officers were called in to try to make sure a large crowd stayed under control, but one customer started some trouble and was asked to leave, then refused and ended up getting into a struggle with officers. That's when everything broke down. Police say the one person was charged with disorderly conduct. They won't confirm reports that several other arrests were made. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.